The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Louise O'Reilly is with me first, the Sinn Féin TD. Louise, talk me through your experience of public transport that you shared on social media yourself this morning.
It was a couple of days ago, and I shared it because I'm a regular commuter. I didn't just get on the train and get surprised if there was a lot of people on it. I take the train to work whenever I possibly can, because I find it is the handiest way to get in. I come in from Skerries along the Northern Commuter Line. I was just checking back on my own records. I've raised this issue, the issue of overcrowding, with Irish Rail on a number of occasions. And it is something, you know, I mean, we hear all the time that we're, you know, it's a good idea to take the train. I'm a big fan of the train. I'm a big fan of using public transport. However, last Wednesday morning when I was coming in, it was overcrowded to the point of being dangerous, and there were people left standing on the platforms on the way in. This is something that it happens every so often. The reason it happened that morning was because there simply weren't enough carriages. Ordinarily, at that time when you get the train, on any of the commuter trains in the morning, particularly at peak times, they will have a longer train on. They didn't. I took the photograph just to illustrate the extent to which we were all squashed in together. I posted it on social media. It's not all done. Obviously, I have written to Irish Rail as well in relation to this. But it is something that I have raised on a number of occasions, and it was quite striking the extent to which the responses came in, not just on social media, but came flooding into my office, and people saying, look, it's the same, and they're saying it's the same with buses as well, that there just doesn't seem to be the capacity there to respond quickly to customer demands.
When you say you've raised this on a number of occasions, how common is it?
Well, I've raised it via PQ. It's one of those things that seems to happen sort of incrementally, you know, and it can happen from time to time. Look, obviously, there's always going to be things like a school tour is on a bus or something out of the ordinary. But this is something that has been building for a while. And it was when I raised it on social media, people came back and they said it had been good for a couple of months, and now it's started to get overcrowded again. And bearing in mind, Kieran, and this won't be lost on your listeners, like the people who live in Balbriggan and Skerries who get the train from Balbriggan and Skerries were very recently taken out of the Dublin commuter zone. So they're no longer in what's regarded as the Dublin commuter zone. So they have had their fares increased. So they're paying more, but they're not getting the service. If you're further out, sometimes you can be lucky and get a train. But I mean, the fact is, nobody wants to be on a train that is madly overcrowded. I mean, there was a situation the other morning whereby an elderly woman was being offered a seat from a young man, very kindly trying to offer a seat, but she couldn't get through because the squash was too bad. And I do think, you know, for early morning trains, it's not good enough to have an excuse to say, well, this is why, you know, people are going to be, they know people are going to be using the trains. You know, just lay on enough carriages to ensure that we can. Like this, the most recent correspondence I had from Irish Rail was back in March when I had raised the issue about overcrowding, and I raised it directly with the minister who passed it to Irish Rail for response. They said that there was a short term issue with something to do with carriages, that there was temporary fleet availability, and that it was a short term issue. But it's, you know, like it's not that far from March, you know, the issue was resolved, and now it's October, and the issue is
discomfort. Louise, is your concern is what, that ultimately people just won't take the train, they'll just revert to their cars, or that there might be an accident? What is it?
Discomfort. And, you know, like under the heading of discomfort, Kieran, you can put people, you know, feeling faint, elderly people.
Ah, yeah, no, I didn't mean it in a kind of a flippant way.
No, I know you didn't, but it's a little bit more than discomfort. I mean, like, I like to sit down on the train if I can, because it means I can, you know, read papers and stuff before I get into work. It's grand. It's very handy. It's not the end of the world if I have to stand. But for someone maybe a bit more infirm, it might be. But I have a fear that it will discourage people from taking public transport, particularly those people who were left standing on the platform because they simply couldn't get onto the train. You know, I mean, they all had work to go to, same as I did. Grand if you have an understanding boss. Not so great if your boss is going to be in trouble for being late, or if you depend on on the train and this keeps happening. Yeah. And I know I have constituents who had issues with regard to the buses not turning, you know, those famous ghost buses. We have plenty of them in North County Dublin.
Yeah.
They had issues with the ghost buses not turning up and they're on a final written warning in work. And, you know, you're going every morning late and you're saying to the boss, I'm really sorry, the bus didn't come. And the boss is looking at you going, look, it's your responsibility to get to work. Yeah. It's not mine. So it is, you know, it is a worry that people will simply say, it is easier for me to take the car. If public transport is not reliable, people will take a reliable form of transport, even if that's, you know, if that's their car. And that's, you know, the government tell us they don't want people to be in their cars. They tell us they want people out doing active travel, using public transport and all of that. But you can't do that if you can't rely on the public transport service.
Well, you mentioned different parts of that public transport service and buses included, but Barry Kenny is with us, who's head of corporate communications at Iarnród Éireann. Barry, what's the issue there in the mornings in terms of the length of the carriage?
Sure. Well, every available carriage we have is in service at the busiest times. We are actually busier than ever. We're carrying record numbers at the moment. So that's not just the northern commuter route. That's on all of our routes. And not only that, I suppose we are at the busiest time of the year. October, November is that time. You've all schools back. You've all colleges back. People aren't on holidays. It is every single year. If you kind of trace our passenger journeys through the year, October, November is the busiest time. And what we see each year is a jump in numbers as more people are entering the workforce. I think a factor as well is probably things like costs of rent for students. So you've got a lot more students who are commuting longer distances as well. So that's definitely...
Does it come down after that peak in October, November?
It does. It's
does that suggest that Louise is right, that actually people give it a go and then they decide, I'm going back to the car?
It is quite... like it's increasing year on year all the time. But it is just, there's that particular pressure that you don't have any kind of a natural holiday period through that time at all. Now, as I say, we have everything available to us. We put everything we add out. There can be the occasional incident where if there's a mechanical issue, it's a shorter train, but it's not something, if you like, that's an ongoing issue on that particular route at the moment. We do, the key here is investment. Thankfully, there is a lot of that happening. We have 185 carriages on order. That's the Dart Plus battery electric trains, primarily. The first of those will actually go on the Drogheda commuter route, where there's some testing happening. It's a long testing process. So, you are talking about, in terms of a big injection of capacity in the system, probably another 18 months. We introduced 41 new carriages last year. But that capacity really was swallowed up quite quickly. So I think, and you might have read today, Kieran, Brian Caulfield writing in the Irish Times, calling for that kind of pipeline of public transport investment. And thankfully, we do have that now.
Yeah.
I think historically, we didn't always have that. It was a bit stop-start in terms of funding. But in recent years, we have that solid pipeline. We've got planning permissions, if you like, railway orders for three elements of Dart Plus, which will allow us to build the capacity of the network.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, in terms of building capacity, you can only add so many carriages.
Yeah.
What's the biggest hurdle you face from an infrastructural point of view in terms of expanding capacity in Louise's part of the country or anywhere else?
Yeah. I suppose the one thing, if you said right, kind of magic wand, and what would be great to have in the morning, would be four tracks north of Connolly Station out to Howth Junction or Malahide. Because right now you've got Northside Darts, Drogheda Commuters, Belfast Enterprises, all sharing one track in each direction. So your express trains are behind your stopping trains. And because we're trying to use and get as much out of the system as possible, if you have one problem, it does knock on quite quickly. Mm. Now, we are, if you like, doing the feasibility studies on that. So, but it is a little bit.
And I know you do want to kind of put the cart before the horse, but in terms of those feasibility studies, I mean, in your own, what's your own sense of how likely that is? Because there's going to be housing and everything
precisely,
along those lines.
If you look at it, and like Fingal and other local authorities are doing exactly the right thing in putting developments along high capacity public transport corridors like railway lines. And so what we need to do in tandem with that is invest in those railway lines. And again, as I say, that is happening. The Dart Plus programme, we have railway orders for Coastal North, which covers the northern commuter line west to Maynooth and southwest to Hayslatch. They're all approved. We're out to tender for the contractors. We expect to award those contracts next year, see the heavy work start in early 2027. That programme is going to double the capacity of the Greater Dublin Area Rail Network, because those houses that are coming and that are so badly needed in so many ways, rail and public transport facilitates that kind of development by not only, if you like, kind of unlocking the capacity on the network, whatever, but allowing people to live a more sustainable way, because road congestion is absolutely not the answer.
Louise, are you satisfied that we are moving, albeit maybe slowly, in the right direction in terms of expanding infrastructure?
Can I just say, and good afternoon there, Barry. Can I just say what Barry said is going to actually infuriate my constituents even more, and me a little bit as a commuter, saying that, you know, that it's going to be busier in October and November. I mean, there was a sense, you know, when we saw the size of the train coming down, and it's not the first time it's happened. It's not all about one train in one morning. As I say, I raised it, which is back in March, because the levels were rising again. But, you know, to say that you knew it was going to be the bit that, you know, October and November are the busiest times, that's when we need the additional carriages. That's when we need the longer trains.
But I think, and sorry, I'll go back to, but did Barry not also say that all carriages were in use?
Yes, and then that makes me anxious for the next time that it's busy and we get a shorter train. I mean, if all carriages were in use, then, you know, where are the carriages that are normally there? Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things where I think we know that there is going to be increased use once the colleges are back, and, you know, and Barry's right to refer to the housing crisis as making a major contribution to this. But we know that once the colleges are back and the schools are back and everyone's back in work, and there are fewer people now working from home, so there's going to be more people using it. All of this is entirely predictable, and yet, you know, we shouldn't have a situation whereby there are people left on the platforms, which is, you know, bad enough, and then people who are lucky enough.
But what's the solution if all the carriages are in use?
The solution is to ensure that that there is a rapid supply of carriages. I mean, you know, we have carriages on some mornings.
It's probably easier said than done, I'd imagine.
Well, you know, it would be if Irish Rail were being asked to do this overnight. But this is something that has been going on for a while. Like, you know, you know what the lie of the land out in North County Dublin. We have more people coming to live there, which is good. It's absolutely fantastic, and they're very, very welcome. However, they are going to need to get to into town, not just for work, but, you know, for hospital appointments, for socialising, for college, for school, for all of those things. And it isn't acceptable. And I know that Barry knows that it is not acceptable that people are left waiting on the platforms, or indeed that people are on dangerously overcrowded trains. What we want to see is Irish Rail responding to the need along the commuter line, and okay, letting people know that there might be a chance that they'll get on the train, and let them make the decision that way. But I know from looking at the anxious face of the passengers that didn't get onto the train, that means, like, for some people that's just a minor inconvenience in your day. For somebody else, it could mean missing another connection,
or a hospital appointment, or as you said, they get into trouble with their boss.
Yeah, trouble with your boss, or if you're on your way for a job interview, all of these things, you know, are problematic.
Yeah. As I say, it is about putting everything into the system, which we are doing. I will say, you're absolutely right, Louise. People being left behind, that's something we absolutely want to avoid. The trains are designed for full loading. And I mean, it's not just the Dublin area. If you're travelling in any urban area at the busiest times, that full use of sitting and standing on the trains is commonplace. They are designed to take those numbers. And as we expand, it's not to allow existing customers to kind of, you know, everybody get a seat. It's to get more people who can come onto the system as well. I think that's, you know, we need to be straight up with people in terms of that.
Yeah, but just overall, dangerous levels of overcrowding. Yeah, as I say, the woman couldn't get to the seat that was being offered to her because I understand overcrowding. It's not about getting a seat. We all know you have to stand when you're coming in the morning and stand in the evenings. That's fine. But it is that leaving people on the platform, number one,
totally,
and number
agreed.
Two. Yeah. That it is unhelpful, and it was unsafe.
And that it's safe,
that it was unsafe for the people who were on that train.
Barry.
But as I say, what you'll see is right now, say that the testing has started in the new fleet. It is going to take a bit of time to get them in. That is 185 carriages of brand new capacity. Our total fleet right now is 670 across the whole country. This is 185 that will be into the system in the Dublin area. I should say as well, because I'm sure people outside Dublin are listening to this and are getting a little bit annoyed, is we're investing in trebling the capacity of the Cork network right now as well. We're investing in Galway, brand new station there, and more trains through Oranmore and Athenry as well. Right across the country, that pipeline of projects is happening. And I suppose critically what we're doing as well now is we are also working on the next round of them as well.
And Barry, before I let you go then, the rate of growth in passenger numbers, does it outstrip the rate of growth of the population?
It does, if you take the last few years. Now, obviously, we've had an unusual last few years in that we're getting the growth right out of COVID. But, you know, we would have been about 8% last year. That's well above
population growth.
And,
okay.
And we hit our highest ever last year.
In other
year.
Words, in real terms, more people are using public transport.
Yeah. Because, of course, the roads simply can't accommodate this. And we are building to ensure that we can.
Barry Kenny from Éireann Road Éire and Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.